Saturday night, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will present its latest concert, Masterworks 3, at Walton Arts Center. This week, Paul Haas, the conductor for SONA, talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums about the concert and the concept of presenting masterworks.
Masterworks are intended to be the greatest works of music ever written, and which have withstood to a certain extent the tests of time. You know, there are a lot of works which were popular when they were written, and then you go 50 years later and nobody's ever heard of them. Mm-hmm. It's the way of history to be unkind to works that are not applicable to the human nature throughout time. But what we want to do is bring our audiences in the masterworks, those pieces which have. And Verdi Requiem it's pretty much the culmination of requiems, or requia, if you want to be correct.
When people think of a requiem, this is the one that pops it to the top of the list.
Absolutely, with its very, very strong offbeats in the bass drum. Everybody knows those offbeats, whether you think you do or you don't. It is one of those moments in right at the beginning of the Dies Irae. That's the second movement. Well, you have a few seconds to put on your seatbelts, and then all of a sudden you got this flying string lick that goes all the way down, and then you have these crazy, crazy beats by the bass drum. It'll knock your socks off.
And as we've mentioned before, it's one thing to hear that on record. It's another thing to be in the hall.
Absolutely. Even if you turn up the volume to 11 on your microphone, on your headphones, you still won't get that same visceral, gut-wrenching pop. Really an amazing thing. And it's not just about that moment. It's about the entire piece. We've got a chorus on stage, of course, made up of SONA singers and other groups from the community under the direction of Terry Hicks, whom we all know and love. Mm-hmm. And we've got an amazing orchestra up there on stage, and we'll have four vocal soloists with whom I've had the pleasure of working just a week ago. And I can promise you, these voices will thrill. You just have no idea what's coming.
When you're working on something like this and you have a rehearsal, because you talk about that gut shot, that, you know, this is that robust sort of thing. Can you tell in that rehearsal that, yeah, we're going to get this?
Absolutely. I mean, when I was working with the singers, for instance, you go into each rehearsal hoping for the best, but, you know, with the knowledge that perhaps there'll be a weak link or it'll require a little more assistance than you might imagine. But I just got to that rehearsal and they knocked it out. I mean, it was all of them. All of them have quite extensive training and performance history in Verdi operas, and a couple of them have actually performed this work before, and they have the voices. I mean, they have astonishing voices.
This, of course, a requiem, it was written in the memory of someone Verdi admired very much.
Absolutely. Mantoni was quite a figure in Italian history and someone Verdi looked up to greatly. And it's kind of like he was waiting until the right moment to write this piece. And of course, through time, Requiems, they started out as the ritual song, if you will, at the death of someone.
It was part of the liturgy.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a Gregorian chant that they used to sing, and they still do, in Roman Catholic services. And what happened throughout time is that composers got more and more interested in the human, less the fire and the brimstone and that's it and kind of good luck of the Roman Catholic.
The tip of the hat and
right,
on your
exactly.
way, sir. Yes.
And got more interested in the people who were left behind. Got more interested in the human reaction to the loss of a loved one. And this was Verdi's way, or a way for Verdi to, and all the composers you find who've written Requiem, they're trying to say something, they're trying to comfort, they're trying to provide solace, not only for the people around them, but for themselves. I mean, of course, all of us deal with those questions. What is life, then? What is death? That's the natural next question. So, yeah, he was waiting for an excuse, it seems like, and what an excuse it was, and what a piece that followed.
There are tickets left, but there are not many.
There are not many tickets. We are very proud to be in a position where we sold out our Christmas concert, we sold out our January concert, and we're about to sell this concert out too. So we would recommend highly that if you don't have your tickets already, you might want to think about doing that.
There are a limited number of seats. You can't keep selling forever.
Exactly. You might force us to do another concert, but we'll wait till next season for that.
Paul Haas is the conductor of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, or SONA. He talked with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums about Saturday night's concert featuring Verdi's Requiem. The concert is at Walton Arts Center and it begins at 7:30.